I'd like to say it's already been good to be here today. Certainly enjoyed the good singing that we've had so far. Thankful that it's truly under the blood today. That's the most important thing that there is, it being under the blood. You know, that song, this ain't really where my thoughts at, but it's on my heart, so it needs to be done. That song, talking about laying your Isaac down and getting stuff out of your way, and Brother Jeff kind of touched on it last night a little bit when he was preaching. I don't know if you ever read it, talking about stuff being in your way, and Brother Sister Lisa Bronner already talked about it, the kind of stuff that we put in our way. My Aunt Donna, Sister Donna, yesterday, she got talking about when my mom got saved, and that's another thing I look back, I believe it kind of stood in my way. Of course, I got saved on Christmas Eve, but you know, them first couple of days, really, you know, it was me, you know, wanting to go see Mama, putting her first, putting her before God, and I believe that hindered me in a way. It always had to be Jesus first, and if you're saved today, it'll have to be Jesus first today. Thankful for the service we had last night. I've got a thought, and it's kind of odd. You know, I fought and wrestled with it, and it seemed like Brother Jeff just kind of got all over what I thought I was going to have to preach on. I do got a thought. I don't know if it goes hand in hand with, you know, how the service. I don't want to get in the Lord's way. I've tussled. I'm serious. Four or five hours last night when I got home, I fought, trying to go a different direction because I didn't think that needed to be done or whatever. You say that's where my lack of faith stepped in. I just got to do what the Lord puts on my heart and let her go. You know, even this morning I woke up early. Didn't sleep maybe a couple hours last night. Woke up early, trying to get a different thought because I thought, you know, I needed to preach on to the lost or whatever it may be, and we still might. But the most important thing is trying to follow the Lord today. Brother Jeff said something. He was preaching, talking about how he wasn't as probably as good as the preachers was back in the day, and the preachers was at Rocky Mountain, the 78 and 79. I don't remember exactly what year he said. And he also said after that, and this just kind of hit me, and it kind of crumbled me down, that the church now is probably not the same church that it was back then. You know, that thought crossed my head, and I began to wonder why. And, you know, everything that we have at our disposal, everything that we have in front of us, you know, why have we strayed so far away? I'm gonna read a couple scriptures. Y'all just pray for me that, you know, I felt like I failed the other night. I felt like I was just a firecracker, exploded, and it was gone. I failed to really get the message out in a clear way with Lazarus and the rich man. Because, I mean, at the end of the point, I wanted the point to be that Lazarus was really the rich man at the end of the day when it was all said and done. And I didn't do a very good job of getting that out. We pray that we'll try to do a better job today. We're going to start with the fourth chapter of Matthew's, verses 18, and we'll read through the 20th verse. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net out into the sea. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. That's kind of where our thought is today. You see, I feel like that's something that we've kind of strayed away from. We get in our heads thinking there's something, like me this morning, thinking there was something good that I could do out of anything, when we know there's nothing good that TJ can do. It's just not, it's not possible for me. Jesus told him, he said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. He didn't say, you're already fishers of men, whatever you've got. He said, I will make you fishers of men. And that's what we're going to have to do today. If we're truly going to be the church and truly follow and be fishers of men, like the Bible teaches us to do, we're going to have to follow Jesus through it all. I mean, the teaching and the preaching and the scriptures of everything, that's the direction we're going to have to go today. You know, I when I go out fishing, there are certain things you have to have to be able to try to catch fish. I'm talking out in the world. I'm not talking about fishers of men. There are certain things, certain criteria that has to have happened for you to be able to catch fish. And you know, I wanna read a couple things. We'll go to Ephesians, 6th chapter of Ephesians, and. This is, I believe it's Paul doing the speaking. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye should be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." You see, as a church, that's what we're going to have to do to get back. I mean, I don't remember them days. I wasn't even born yet, but I don't know how the days were. But when you hear people talk and testify about how great things used to be back in the day, you know, if it don't go back to them times, we're going to have to look in the mirror and know it truly who the problem is, where we've lost our armor of God, where we've lost our things we need to go fishing. Brother Jeff brought this up last night. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places." He mentioned last night we was in battle, and that's in truly what we are. Not just the preachers, you see. The church is in a battle right now, you see. Against the devil, if you're lost today, that's your father. That's what the scriptures teach us. Your father, the devil. That's what kind of battle we're in. "Whether take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." Do we have all these things today that he talks about? "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby ye shall be able to take, she shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." You know, I think that's where we failed in a lot of ways. We failed, you know, it talks about, and I'm talking about me, you know, I had to get this before anybody else, but, I think about it when I go fishing and the church may be, you know, it may be a representation. I'm trying to paint a picture here. We'll be out on the boat and we'll be slinging that cast net, and we'll swing and we'll miss. And we'll do it 10 or 12, 15 times. We'll keep on slinging that net and we'll keep on missing. Nothing happens, and you get wore out. Your body, you get wore out, and you're soaking wet, and you just want to give up. You see, but and eventually you keep on slinging that cast net, and eventually she'll hit, and you'll catch fish. You know, that's what we have to do. We have to follow Jesus. That's what he said. You know, he I believe it's the 6th chapter of John, I think verse 20. He asked them to have meat, and they said no. He told them to cast the net on the right side of the boat. And when they cast it, they couldn't lift it up. When they had followed him and done the things that he said and whatever he wanted done, they slung it on the right side and it was full of fish. Us at the church today, that's how we're going to get there. I know we get discouraged. I get discouraged. But you got to keep on slinging her. You got to keep on hammering away, slinging that net, and eventually she'll hit. Thankful for that. We also, if we truly want to be fishermen of men, if we truly want to go out into the world and catch fish, we're going to have the right equipment. We're going to have to put on the full armor of God if it'll ever happen. I think that's probably the reason we're not what we used to be, I guess you could say. And I can't help but look in the mirror, and I can show you when I look in the mirror exactly why we're not what we used to be. It's because people like me who failed to put on the full armor of God through it all. There's way too much at stake for that net just to be threw down. Too much excitement. You look around and these bright-eyed boys and girls just looking up at us, you see. And this is just a drop in the bucket. We're blessed here at Hilltop. We are, truly are. But there's a world full of them out there that have never heard the truth, that are dying in their sin and being cast into a lake of torment. It's a sad thought, church. We must press forward. We must grab a hold and never turn back. We must keep throwing the net. Keep throwing that net. Study the Word out. Study it up. Study it up. So you'll be able to tell what Jesus has done for you and truly understand what happened, you know, you see. I know that I am nothing, and you guys know that by now too. There's nothing good that'll come from TJ. You know, I wanted to go back and I wanted to look at other things, but I've got to go wherever God leads me. Or we'll come in, it'll be a disaster. That's what Jesus said. Follow me. Follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. He said he'd make you. Not us. Nothing good about us. Something good happened to me when the Lord saved my soul, when he saw fit. But us as a church, we're going to have to keep throwing the net. When times get rough, when things don't seem like they're going our way, we got to sling her just a little bit harder. You know, whether we're tired or broken or whatever it might be, that net has to keep flying to be fishers of men. It has to keep going. Or bad things will happen. Surely bad things will happen. Since I brought Ned up and the fishing and all that, there is a couple more scriptures I'd like to go read. I actually read a little bit the other night, and we're going to go to the 13th chapter of Matthew's. If you're here today and you're lost, you know, I've talked about casting a net, and I've kind of represented the fish and the net being you, and us trying to be the fishermen of the world. I'm in the wrong spot. We read the 49th and the 50th verse the other day, Friday night. The 47th verse and the 48th verse. We might read the 49th again. That's all right. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast in the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew the shore and sat down and gathered into good vessels, but cast the bad away. Shall it be at the end of the world, the angels come forth and sever the wicked among the just. You know, as bad as this might sound, you see, if you're here today and you're lost, whether you're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 50, it really don't matter the years. Your righteousness is like that of filthy rags. Ye are the wicked that will be severed away from the just. I want you to truly understand that here today. You know, like I said, Brother Jeff, he kind of got into what I thought my thought may be, but the message that he had preached and the standing around or the no concern on the look of the faces, you know, I would say I don't see how you do it, but I would also be lying if I said that, because I seem like I did it for so long looking back. You know, you can, the devil, he'll dangle these worldly things out in front of you and put them out in front of you where you'll think, you've got tomorrow, you've got the next day, and you may truly have. I don't know. I don't want to sit up here and tell you that you're going to die today, but I don't know that. But when we go to the funeral home, you see, we'll walk around the graveyard. Brother mentioned the graveyard the other day. We'll walk around it and we'll look, and the ages will actually surprise you a little bit, or they have me. There's no set age on when you'll die. I mean, there's headstones. You look and you see 11 months old, or 3 years old, or 5 years old. I mean, little bitty headstones that we truly don't know. So just kind of get the thought in your head today. If this church service was your funeral and you had to look down in yourself at a casket, where would your soul be? Would it be with the rich man? The poor man, rather. Rich in this world, poor after he had took his last breath. Or would it be with Lazarus, poor in the world, and rich after he took his last breath?
Amen. Amen.
I'm thankful that I'll get to go be with Lazarus one day. Thankful to know if I was to have to look down at myself in a casket, that I know where my soul would be. Thankful to know that we do have a better place to go than us that's been saved.
Amen.
Let's not forget about the net.
Right.
Church, we must press forward and slinger harder the next time. No room to give up. There is way too much at stake for us to give up. It's our job to be fishermen of men. That's our job. Not just the preachers, the church. Be fishermen of men. Thankful for everything the Lord's done for us today. Thankful for the testifying, the beautiful singing that's went on. That's all that's on my heart, Brother Laren, if you want to get a song.
Amen.
Follow the Lord today. Be fishermen of men. Let the net fly. Let her fly today.